Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Andy Jacobs.
And this is the H&J Daily, some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. Well, we were very lucky that comedian Harry Hill popped in to the studio to see us.
He's always on good.
He had tales of Knights of the Realm and ukuleles.
Yes. And we discussed the subject of goat Pilates.
Yeah, it's big in Scotland, apparently. And we were filled in, weren't we? Not in the old kind of Arthur Mullard sense. What a lovely contemporary reference.
Who says our producer?
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
And
I'll explain later.
Yeah, you explain. They don't have people like that anymore on British TV. what else? Yeah, us. We had a chat. We covered some ground.
Yeah,
some of it. Most
about your weekend.
Yeah, football and stuff. Yeah, yeah.
A bit of royal stuff.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's all to come. Here it is.
Good afternoon, Paul. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Your epic trip. Tremendous. Yeah. Unlucky, but give us your impressions of your weekend.
Well, I had a great weekend, barring the football. I think, like a lot of Spurs fans would say the same thing. It was a good atmosphere among the fans. I think that's been sort of reported subsequent when I came back. I thought it was really good, considering...
Yeah, there's no animosity between the two clubs.
No, I think that helps. There's no real kind of... We've never had any particular beef with Liverpool, and I think vice versa. And our old mate Crackers was making a point last night that the recipe was there. Two British clubs, lots of booze, very hot weather, all the ingredients were there for there to be trouble, but I didn't see anything at all. The Liverpool fans, even before the game, obviously you can be magnanimous in victory, but everybody was great before the game. Everybody seemed to get on, and it was it was a very good atmosphere. So from that point of view, it was excellent. There was a few issues around UEFA that they seriously need to look at. Liverpool and Spurs were given separate kind of metro stations to go to. It's a bit of a ways out, the Metropolitano. So you're on the train for about half an hour, 40 minutes, and it's stinking hot. So you get off. But there was basically no signposts of how to get to the stadium. And to get from that station that we went to, you basically had to walk through an estate. You had to walk through people's houses, cut through.
Really?
Yeah. So you've got... It's like a Monty Python film. Everybody's walking along, and then you just follow other people. And we say, do you know where you're going, mate? No, I'm just following them.
Yeah, cool.
So there was no stewards. There was nobody saying, turn right here, turn left there. Mm. You walk then for about 20, 25 minutes in the heat. There was a few enterprising souls, locals, who had sort of big buckets of beer they were selling for €1 or bottles of water and stuff. But UEFA had put nothing on. There were some kind of... One or two sort of the older fans really struggling. It wasn't even 90 degrees, even at that time of night. Mm. So really shabby by UEFA and whoever organised it there. When you get to the stadium, there was no information. There was nowhere, because there was this outer cordon. So you had no idea where you were supposed to be and where you... It's only when you got into the kind of inner ring that you knew you got some kind of geography of the stadium. So it was poor from that point of view, but kind of in keeping with a fairly shabby way they treated the fans throughout,
really. What they do, isn't it?
Was it like when you went to Munich? Was it?
No, it was fine,
good?
I think it was good. It's 7 years ago now.
Yeah.
it was fun. I love the story about the Spurs supporting cabbie Alan Bissell. It's a lovely story. He basically found a wallet belonging to a Liverpool fan in a cab that he got into after him, and it had a poignant letter from the fan's late wife and £700 worth of euros. He found the phone number. He arranged to meet him. He gave it back to him. You know, it's pretty decent. And the guy responded equally well. This is proves your point about the two sets of fans, really. Mm. He basically thanked him massively and donated £500 to charity of his choice. Oh, what a lovely story and really nice.
Something else I noticed as well is that I heard one Liverpool fan sing a song, an anti-Tottenham song. All the songs are about their own team. And I'm quite a big fan of that. I mean, yeah. I know you know, banter, as they say. But, you know, if you've lost a game and somebody's getting into you...
That doesn't happen when we play Liverpool.
No. It doesn't happen when we play Chelsea or you play us. No. But again, maybe it has something to do. But as a kind of... Mm. They always sing about their own team. They generally do when they come to our place. They don't say, terrible ground, paraphrase. Yeah, yeah. They don't get into you. They just support their team.
That's the right way to be.
I think you're absolutely right. Yeah.
Absolutely. This letter from William Ormshire from Wigan, he wrote to The Sun today. He got £50 for this. I'm campaigning for him to give it back.
William Ormshire?
Ormshire.
Oh, okay, right.
Honestly, he's got to give the money back, I think. He says, it was great to see four English clubs in the finals of the Champions League and Europa League last week, but it was sad to see that only 8 out of the 44 starting players were English. Had there been more, we'd probably have a better national team. And you think, that's 8. That's quite a lot. Yeah. That have got to the top level of European football.
If it was four other clubs, you probably wouldn't have got any.
No. And we did finish in the semi-finals of the World Cup last year.
Yeah.
And we're in a big tournament this weekend.
So you want that £50 back?
I want it back.
You want to give it a charity or something?
Yeah,
okay.
That's definitely right.
I didn't see your game, Andy. I watched highlights afterwards. I got the half-time score and it sounded like a dog with fleas.
Terrible game.
But of course.
People were going mad on social media and I was saying, well, that's what we've been seeing all year. And then suddenly...
They turned it on.
Best 45 minutes of the season. I don't get it. It's ridiculous, really. Now he's going.
Yeah.
So Chelsea, isn't it?
Do you want him to stay now after that?
Well, I don't know. It's just such an unattractive job for next season, the Chelsea job. You know, you're losing your best player. Your two best young players won't be back till about January.
You've got no money to spend. You can't buy anybody. Yeah.
It's not a great prospect. I was saying to you before, if they give Lampard the job, they've got to give him 2 years. They've got to publicly say, we're going to support him. We realise this is a difficult season for him given the transfer ban, given the situation, and we're right behind him and we're looking to build for the future. Then, after 10 games they're suddenly 14th or something, start panicking, because that would be a really stupid thing to do, so hopefully they won't. You see, James Cracknell wants to do Strictly. And I was thinking, he's bound to turn it into like a they shoot horses, don't they, endurance competition.
Yeah.
He's just saying, never mind, Jamie, I just want to be the one who dances the longest.
Yeah,
from week to week, he just keeps dancing.
If you see me anywhere near the dance floor again, to paraphrase his mate Steve Redgrave, shoot me, he'll say, won't he?
Something like that, possibly. And people are making a lot of Donald Trump, President Trump, and Her Majesty the Queen's fist bump.
Yeah.
They didn't shake hands.
But... I mean, I imagine he instigated it. I doubt if she did.
Oh, no.
And he just, because we don't see from that picture who instigated the fist bump, do we, really?
But presumably, somebody must have said, look, I'm not going to shake your hand, I'm going to do this.
Maybe he's got a cold or something.
Yeah, possibly.
Do you think he meant, she offered her hand the way the Her Majesty, I don't know if
he'd
she...
He'd have just punched her hand.
Does the Queen offer her hand?
I've got a close-up of it.
So, how many people has he met in his life that offer their hand?
I'd say the Queen is making a
fist. She's making a fist. Maybe she was going to punch him.
I think they should have done the Dele Alli Son one. I would like them to do that one.
One of those quite elaborate ones they'd worked up, yeah.
That would have worked for me.
Man, remember what we rehearsed? Yes, I remember. It'd be fantastic, wouldn't it? And so then we turn and twist the... it'd be good, wouldn't it? I'd watch that.
We were studying the pictures intently, like Judy James, the body language expert. We were studying the banquet and the... She seemed to be getting on quite well with him. They seemed to be sharing a joke and,
She's a pro, though, isn't she? She can get with anybody.
She's incredibly gracious.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, she's had to talk to some quite terrible people over the years. What's the name? It must be quite stilted, the conversation, mustn't it? I mean, what do they talk about?
Goodness knows.
Yeah. Wasn't much of a final, was it? He's saying Liverpool scored too early, really. It changed the way they played. Yeah. Donald said, what are you talking
That'd
about?
It'd be good if they did do that. Yeah.
It's Love Island. You get the first... Yeah, we're missing Love Island for this. 1,000 yards there from Donald.
Very much so, yeah.
Anyway, we'll leave it there.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Well, now, a little while ago, you may have been aware of the phenomenon of goat yoga.
Yes, I had heard.
It's not goat. It's not goats doing yoga. It's, they'll do what they want, won't they? They do what they want. But
was it doing yoga amongst goats?
Well, no, not amongst goats. Goats feature in the yoga. I know what I'm talking about. We've now moved on in this country to goat Pilates. Yeah. There's no reason why you can't transfer
from one discipline to another.
I suppose not.
Here to tell us more about it, one of the people behind it, Holly Thompson, joins us. Hi, Holly.
Hi there. Thanks for having me on.
It's a great pleasure. Yeah, no, because we're intrigued by this. So what role does the goat take in the pub? Doesn't hold your towel, does it? What does it do?
No, Mabel and Hazel, who are the two goats that join us in our goat Pilates, they generally just run about the class, and Mabel likes to jump on people. So every so often, if you're doing a plank or maybe a mountain pose, that's her favourite, she'll jump up and give you a bit of an extra workout.
So it's a bit of resistance.
Yeah, a bit of resistance, yeah. But so why is the goat so into this in a way that maybe, why don't you do sheep Pilates?
Well, people have actually asked us about that because we do have lambs on the farm, but lambs don't really like to jump very much. Goats love to jump, okay. And Mabel particularly just loves to jump on people. If you're in the field and you bend over to pick something up, she's just going to jump on your back.
Well, has anybody looked into why that is? Why goats are so into doing that?
I don't know, but goats traditionally live on mountainous areas where they have to jump between rocks, so it probably comes down to that.
Are goats brighter than sheep in general? I mean, or I don't know.
Wait, are you going to get them both to sit an exam, are you?
Well, no, you can tell some animals are more intelligent than others.
Oh, yeah, you know, I'll give you that. That's very true. Yeah, are they quite bright, the goat, Holly, in your experience?
They are very clever. They say you can train them like dogs, although we haven't trained Mabel and Hazel as such, but they say you can train them. And definitely you can get them to jump up on things by saying up and having a good portion of goat feed in your pocket. Mm.
So you're in a unique position here because you know goats and you know Pilates, and I mean, whereas an awful lot of places wouldn't. Yeah, they'd know one or the other. So how comes you're an expert on both?
Well, shatter your illusions. I'm not actually an expert on Pilates. Right. But I'm the co-founder of Pygmy Goat Pilates Scotland. And my other co-founder, Joe, is a qualified Pilates instructor in
Edinburgh.
Okay. So she comes up, she brings the Pilates, and I bring the goats.
Okay, so you didn't have to be an expert. Because we were thinking they're two very different things, you know, aren't they? So you can, if you've got to be able to look after goats and also be an expert in Pilates, that's an odd and unlikely combination, really. So
it is an unusual mix of skills.
Mm. Yeah, I was reading about goat yoga, and there they were using Sunny Mount pygmy goats. And what they were saying was not only does the goat, like you say, give you a bit of an extra warm-up, or workout rather, but it calms you. It has this thing about, you know, when you're amongst animals, it has this sort of lowers the blood pressure, that sort of idea.
Mm. Yeah, a lot of people say that when they finish the class. I mean, it's obviously hilarious when you come in, but by the time you finish, you often end up feeling very calm and happy and at peace because you get all the feel-good endorphins flowing out from playing with the animals and having cuddles as well as doing an exercise class.
Yeah. Do you ever have any little accidents? You must do.
Oh, dear.
That's not great, is it, really?
We occasionally have accidents, not generally on people, but it has been known to happen.
Ooh. Really? And they fairly chill. That was Andy. If you suddenly you're not doing it,
we're
now,
not
right?
doing that.
Yeah, well,
it's kind of, that's more than I've bargained for.
That's right. And you do it on a farm. Is this where? Is this right? Were you or not?
Yes, we do. Mm. Yeah. So goats are farm animals, so you can't really just go around taking them into Pilates classes. You have to keep them on the farm. So we have a little barn that we do it in. That's just perfect for them, really. It's just a small barn, so we just have six people in each class. But it's perfect because they can just walk them from the field straight into the barn, and then the people can take them back to the field with us, of course, afterwards.
Fantastic. And you sense they enjoy it?
The goats are the people?
Yeah, the goats, yeah.
The goats, yeah.
Yeah, the goats love it. They have an absolutely brilliant time. They actually pull us into the barn now. It's a little embarrassing. We end up racing up through the garden, so they're always keen to start the class.
Better than being curried, isn't it?
Well, I think that is very true. Yeah. Yeah, they're not the only two options though for the goat. Pilates always is like Monty Python, isn't it? Death or crucifixion.
Here's my final question, though.
Yeah,
who is the greatest goat of all time?
Oh, well, that's there's no answer to that.
No,
there is no answer, is there? Is it?
That is an impossible question. There are so many great goats, and all goats are wonderful.
There you go. I might go Billy Goat Gruff just 08717 22 3 4. Thank you very much, Holly.
Thanks very much for having us on.
There we are, Holly Thompson there, Goat Pilates Scotland. They can do it elsewhere.
If we'd had any sense of production in this show, we would have had Henry Cooper singing Billy Goat Gruff. You remember that we found?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose you've got that, have you there?
No. Producer, he's always, he's got like a hotkey. I think it's F6. F6, Henry Cooper singing Billy Goat. You can find it, though. It's on YouTube.
Oh, it's on Spotify.
If you want to hear of the Anthony Joshua of his day singing or telling the story of the Billy Goat Gruff, we'll find it for you. We'll bring it back to them. Yeah, we will. It's the great, late, great Henry
Cooper. Just a reminder, I played it on the when we went overnight from Moscow during the World Cup to St. Petersburg.
So there we were on an overnight train from St. Petersburg to Moscow, and Andy thought, what's the perfect listening?
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Right, Andy, you've got something to run past.
Well, I very much enjoyed a rolling news at its fantastic best there on Sky. A shot of number 10 for about 15 minutes.
Yeah, and just various people coming out that weren't...
And saying, with a caption saying, Trump leaving Downing Street.
Yeah.
They left Downing Street, they just walked straight past the camera, that was it. Yeah. Well, that was well worth it.
It was tremendous. We were various people coming out. There was a woman with glasses. Slightly portly, a bloke with glasses. There was somebody carrying a case. We didn't know any of them were. Then Sarah Huckabee-Sanders, we recognise her.
Yeah.
But that was it, wasn't it? They're doing a very kind of, we're going to go to the lecterns now. Theresa May and Donald Trump, they're going to be doing their thing. I'm sure they're following this over on Talk Radio.
Did you see the food and wine? It looked very nice, wasn't it? The starter was a steamed fillet of halibut.
You are.
With watercress mousse, asparagus spears.
I don't think the mousse has ever had watercress, unless it's on a tuna pizza, just a sprinkle, really. Yeah.
Asparagus spears, Brittany's brother.
Yeah, he's a lovely lad, yeah.
He is. Cherville sauce.
He's a nice boy as well. He works for CNN, doesn't he?
Saddle of New Season Windsor Lantern.
No, it doesn't work as a name. We'll leave that there.
Didn't have to travel that far. Yeah. With herb stuffing.
I like it. He does the weather. I am herb stuffing. On NBC Morning Show.
Spring vegetables, port sauce, strawberry sable. I think that is what
all these sound like people who could work on TV. Port sauce and strawberry sable.
I love their show.
Yeah, that's a really tremendous. Good. Yeah.
Lemon verbena cream. I don't know what that is.
She's brilliant. They all work.
They are, really, yeah. Selection of coffee and petit fours.
That doesn't work.
No, not at all. Yeah. The wines were interesting, though. The Windsor Great Park 2014 English quality sparkling wine, which not necessarily sounds great, but actually English sparkling wines are pretty decent.
Okay, right. Well, you protest too much. Yeah.
Well, no. The Chasson Montrachet Le Cru Margaux 2014.
Oh, good year. What the heck I'm talking about.
Chateau Lafitte. I mean, they had some nice wines. Rothschild, 1990.
They weren't going to get a bottle of Thunderbird, were they? From the corner shop.
And the,
oh, blimey, you haven't got any wine. Just get what you can.
The Hambledon Classic Cuvée Rose non-vintage. Of course, Hambledon, the birthplace of cricket.
It's great. You brought that back to sport. Yeah, I wonder if Donald knew that.
He probably didn't, actually, to be fair. And, so well done to them. It was interesting to see... full dress uniforms. It wasn't really dinner suits, is it?
He was getting a lot of people were likening him to Mr. Creosote from Monty Python's The Meaning of Life in that outfit.
It wasn't great. Yeah. I mean, whereas Prince Charles, a man used to wearing outfits like that and obviously had it made for him. I reckon Donald got his from Moss Bros. Or something.
High and mighty. No, I mean, I don't imagine Donald gets them made, but he's got a certain style. He likes them quite loose, doesn't he?
He does like a long trouser.
Yeah. But he likes a long tie generally. He doesn't have a big long droopy bow tie, does he?
He looks very nice. So well done to him for that.
Well done to him. Yeah, well done to him.
Do you want
him.
A quick... I had a T20 birthday spread for yesterday and one for today. I didn't bother with Charlie, so I thought, will he know what I'm talking about? So I didn't.
He listens.
I know he does, yeah. He was very good. So I'll save it. I've saved it.
You've saved today. It, all right, yeah.
So we'll need a bit of adjustment because we're a new tech op today and he doesn't know where we keep Pele, the cupboard that we keep.
Oh, you've got to try and find Pele. Do you keep Pele in a cupboard?
It's going to be difficult for him, really.
So we'll do that in a minute.
And what can you do? I do like these sort of letters, though, while I'm waiting for Pele. From Richard Sidaway, he wrote to The Sun this morning from Billingham. He said, I've long thought Anthony Joshua wasn't the great champion, everyone said. Now a fat Mexican has proved it. I mean, don't you love people's 2020 hindsight? It's fantastic, isn't it? I knew he was no good.
Yeah, of course, I always knew Andy Ruse Jr. was written in the stars that he would be. Written on the cards. Was it written on the cards or was it written in the stars? We'll never know. I'll tell you what, Andy, if you've got $2.7 million going... You can live your dream.
Oh, can I? What is it?
Tony Soprano's house is up for sale.
I was expecting the theme from The Sopranos.
No, don't worry, it's fine. Keep Pele up. Pele could afford this house.
He could,
so the house that Tony lived in the series.
Oh, I love that house,
Four-bed mansion with guest house. $2.7 million is up for sale in New Jersey. But you could go to that fridge...
Yeah.
And take out a bit of a
cold
meat chicken. Yeah, cold meat. They're taking out kind of cold cuts. Mm, he could stand tremendous. There and stand next to the missus, just sort of munching on a chicken palm.
It'd be good, yeah.
You'd love it, wouldn't you?
I'd love a chicken palm.
I'm sure. Palm. A chicken palm calm, as he often said he in the show.
I'd love a chicken palm calm. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, it's a T20. Here he is. Yesterday's birthday was the great singer, of course, Anita Harris. And it reminds me of the time I got a Kim Kardashian-style bum lift. Yes, I wanted Anita Harris. Sorry.
That's not the variation of that I've heard, really. Yeah. Oh, she's got me getting on now.
Yeah, she's getting on a bit. I need to say, I think you'll be within five. I'm going here.
Okay.
Two, so I'll give you a margin of 50.
She could be in her 80s. She doesn't look it. I'm going to go... Shall I go 79?
Tremendous.
What is she?
77.
God.
So you've now got to be within 13 of this one. It might be tricky. The fine actor was in The Chinese Detective, David Yip.
I remember,
I used to play golf with his family. Put me right off my game, they did.
Yeah, but you played. It's almost, you were affected by something, wasn't you, when you played with them, yeah.
The Howard's David Yip. That's a tricky one, isn't it?
Not really. I'd go, he's about 62.
68, tremendous. Whoa,
not bad.
Yeah, 8.
Safely in the margin.
Oh, safely within the margin. The winner by 8 points.
Fantastic. I've managed to win something. And I'm surprised Jason Cundy wasn't tweeting about this. Because, of course, the winner of Britain's Got Talent was a Chelsea pensioner, wasn't he?
Charles Thackeray. So this is
Colin Thackeray. This is another win for Chelsea.
It was in the final. A big win.
Surprised
he's
not goading Tottenham fans with pictures of Colin Thackeray.
Well, you know, it's fair enough. Yeah. What can you do?
You got anything else to tell us about?
Yes, I possibly have. This is interesting. It's not necessarily funny, but just interesting. People have signed a change.org petition for a lioness emoji. So they want that to be available.
Okay.
So during the Women's World Cup, full coverage here on TalkSport, of course, you'll be able to, sort of say, well done. Instead of saying, well done, lionesses, you just have, well done, a picture of a female lion, I suppose.
Oh, right.
But, you know, whether it'll happen. I don't see how a petition, though. I mean, it's up to the people who do emojis, isn't it? I mean, it's not a government thing.
If you're asking the wrong person, really.
Logan.
I'm not big in the emoji
that's
world.
That's true, really. Gabby Logan and Denise Lewis amongst the sporting figures to sign it.
Well, it'd be a good thing. Yeah. We're going to bring you plenty of Women's World Cup football here on TalkSport. I was chatting to one of my son's friends over in the States last week. He's living over there, my oldest lad at the moment. And
She's coming over. A few of them are coming over for to follow the USA team properly into their women's football. And they're,
oh, really?
You know, sort of doubling up a trip to Europe, go and see some, get a chance to travel around France.
Yeah, that's
go
good.
Go and see some matches. So
I'm looking forward to it.
A lot of excitement about it over there.
Yeah, even Alan was saying he was going to watch a few games. So,
so
Scotland are in it, of course, so that'll make a difference.
As Lisa told us a little while ago, well in control, Johanna Konta in her game against Sloane Stephens. She's a game away from the French Open semi-finals.
Oh, well done to her. It's a very good comeback because she's sort of had a couple of years in the wilderness a bit, hasn't she?
Yeah, really? Had some injuries and stuff. Hasn't she? Yeah. Anyway, look, well, hopefully, very shortly we can come back to you with some good news that she is through the semi-finals. But yeah, as Lisa said, well in control. Well, let's hope now we've not boxed her. So, see, what a fight back from Sloane Stephens winning that third set. Let's hope that's not the case.
No.
It's Paul Hawksby, Andy Jacobs here on TalkSport. Harry Hill joins us a little bit later on in the studio. His Alien Fun Capsule series returns this Saturday to ITV. He'll be telling us more about that. And also, we're going to get some transfer news very, very short. There's a few stories doing the rounds today.
It's starting to hot up. Yeah. I'm such a just a bystander during this transfer window.
Well, I mean, haven't never mind. You've still got a situation with your appeal. It's not definite.
It doesn't look like they're going to appeal. Not, I think really? the word is...
Take it on the chin.
They're just going to take it, yeah, and come back, you know, next summer.
So two windows.
Two windows.
You can go through a seat. I've seen teams... You know, get the Champions League finals without buying a player in the season and get in the top four.
And differently to Spurs, they've got, you know, four or five on loan that will come back. So
yeah.
They could be like, not
do you know,
top
we'll talk about that but, because you know. The Zuma loan, I mean, you know, some loans are better than others.
That's
but the Zuma
loan
has been a brilliant loan for you, isn't it? The two loans he's had, Stoke and Everton, wasn't he? So, yeah. I mean, they've been
especially
good
Everton. I mean, he kept Yeremina out of the team and, he's done well.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Alien Fun Capsule, Harry
Alien
Hills.
Fun Capsule.
Alien Fest back this Saturday evening.
It's back.
7:30 on ITV.
Yeah.
And
whether they like it or not.
Yeah, that's it.
Good times, good time slot. Prime time.
7:30, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, that's our traditional home, isn't it, the Alien Fun Capsule?
It has been, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Yes, what's we're leading into the Junior Voice, whatever it's called, Kids Voice, which is a favourite at our house, actually.
Are you your kids like the Kids Voice? You a fan?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you watch Britain's Got Talent? Did you see it too?
I caught some of it.
Yeah.
That, what's his name?
Colin Thackeray.
Yeah, Thackeray.
I've got a 14-year-old daughter who's obsessed with a 89-year-old bloke in a red coat. Does he ever take that coat off? Do you know what I mean?
You don't want to know.
No, there's a shot of him in a T-shirt today. He looks quite racy. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. In the papers,
but not for the final. He wasn't in a T-shirt, was he?
No. He is a bona fide Chelsea pensioner. It's not a fashion statement there.
No, he is. Yeah.
It's Vivian Westwood, that coat.
Probably cost about 12 grand.
It's the latest collection.
Yeah. Now, Ross in The Sun has said, like he said, if you only watch two things on TV this week, because he's seen a preview of Alien Fun Capsule, he said, make it Chernobyl and Alien Fun Capsule. But he doesn't point out whether it's like, if you're feeling a bit down, you know, after watching Alien Fun Capsule,
yourself
a lift. Watch Chernobyl, that's
yeah,
right. Yeah,
cheer you up. Yeah.
But that's very nice.
Yes, no, but he's always been quite nice to me over the years. I mean,
yeah.
You know, we were sort of in the same trench, weren't we, me and Ali Ross, or us and Ali Ross, because he used to write for TV, but of course. Mm. You know, we were watching all that TV to review it. So, I mean, we both felt each other's pain.
Yeah.
You walk to, I mean, not everybody, I know it's the third series, but not everybody will know what it is, so you should explain.
You're being kind, yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't quite
there may be one or two people out there who've not caught it yet.
People might be intrigued and want to know what it is.
Yeah. Oh, you want to know?
Well, I know what it is, but you can tell us.
All right. Yes, well, you know, I've always said it's a very thin format. I mean, you know, by rights, it should never have been commissioned in the first place, let alone reach three series. That aside, it's about... The idea is I'm collecting all the funniest stuff I can find, put it into a capsule to prevent the aliens from invading. Now, so far it's worked.
Mm-hmm.
We have a resident alien. Now, for the aficionados, obviously, series one and two, he was in a box.
Yeah.
Alan the alien, but now he does appear, and he's taken a human host, so it's a different human host. Often someone who's easy, a celebrity who's easy to book, it turns out. Although at one point he does appear from the mouth of Alan Johnson, the ex-Labour Home Secretary.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. So that'll be worth watching. Yeah. Now, I worked on this series with you, H, and...
Yes, you did.
We had... Occasionally, we go in, we get the guest biogs in the meetings to start working through. And eclectic, I think it's fair to say, the lineup of guests on the Fun Capsule.
Well, it's those lineups that I always get tickled by. Mm. Seeing, for instance, Chris Packham sat next to the Crankies.
Yeah.
You know, it's not something...
it's not something you normally see.
Yeah. No. Robert Winston and Cannon and Ball from the last series was a joy, wasn't it? Really?
Priceless.
Yeah. In this one, the reason Ali Ross, one of the reasons Ali loved this so much was that Sir Tom Courtney, the Oscar-nominated actor, is on... I can't remember who he's on with now. Who were the others?
Yes, he is sat next to Alison Hammond.
Oh, okay, from this morning. Off
from
Big
this
Brother.
Morning,
Did they know each other before the recording?
They weren't aware of each other. Well, I don't know. I can't speak for Alison, but I'm not sure if Tom watches this morning. But actually, Alison turned out to be a really funny...
He only watches it when it's Eamon and Ruth. He doesn't like the Holly.
Yeah, he just watches those Fridays. Yeah, Fridays, yeah.
And he does Fridays. Mm. Oh, I only do Fridays, I think.
Now, it's interesting because Ali was asking me how did that booking come about. I did point out, you two...
We're friends.
Yeah, you're mates, aren't you? Yeah.
Oddly, yeah. And I don't have any celebrity friends, but he, I suppose he is one. I did a gig in Hull.
Mm.
God knows, maybe 10 or longer, maybe 15 years ago. And he had been to see me in the West End when I was doing some show there. And he sent me a little postcard, arrived at Hull Town Hall waiting for me. Dear Harry, welcome to my hometown. Good luck. Right?
Sir Tom.
Sir Tom, yeah.
Did he sign it Sir Tom?
Was he Sir Tom?
Well, he might not have been then, just Tom.
Anyway, so I wrote back. So we were pen pals. We never met, even though he lives not, you know, a couple of miles away from me, down the river.
Mm-hmm.
And and then it turned out we had the same ukulele teacher.
How often does that happen? It's always the way, isn't it?
So this guy lives in Gloucester, Stephen Sproat, the ukulele.
That's a long way to go for a lesson.
Well, no, he's very mobile. Frank Skinner because he does Formby. You can't get anyone to teach you the Formby style.
Oh, okay.
George Formby.
How does it? Can you, without a ukulele, Dan? Can you tell us?
Is it more flicky?
How it's all in the right hand.
Yeah.
Well, it's all about the rhythm.
Yeah.
It's a rhythm thing.
Right.
Yeah. And so I was paying for this guy his train fare to come down to, and it turns out that Tom was paying his train fare and putting him up for the night.
Really?
Aye. So he could have killed two birds with one stone, but understandably chose not to.
So no, what?
he's on an earner.
Well, I'm seeing Harry that day. Save your money.
He was never going to say that.
I have a suspicion he was actually having an affair with his wife, but I don't know. I don't know. Don't quote me on that. But with Lady Courtney. No.
Yeah.
So I said, this is ridiculous. You know, we need to combine lessons. Yeah. So actually, the upshot was he was livid,
Stephen. Wasn't he livid? He's probably taught you a kind of anti-Formby technique now. Real Formby people say, oh, who taught you that? That's not Formby.
Yeah. Well, I did go to the George Formby Society convention. You know, they have these every 3 months.
Every 3 months?
Yeah, I only went to one.
Is that overkill?
And I did. I was there, okay, and I was playing, and this guy's going, no, it's all wrong, no, give me the end. Showing me real,
really. They know this stuff. You're listening to Talk Sport, by the way.
And anyway, cut long story short, suddenly there's Sir Tom Courtney in my kitchen.
Playing the ukulele.
Playing ukulele, singing All of Me.
Of course he was.
I used to love your tales of occasionally you'd have a get together with Bert Kwok and Ronnie Corbett, wouldn't you? I mean, I just wonder if you kind of wandered into a restaurant. It must be a few double takes if Sir Tom then joins you later on.
And Ronnie.
Tom is a bit of a chameleon, you know, people don't necessarily recognise him.
Right.
You know, he's got, you know, sometimes he'll have a beard or stick a hat on. So
Done some good work recently, didn't he? Was in. Forgotten, wasn't he? Fantastic in a recent series of that.
And he was great in that Hatton Garden film.
Yeah, he was really good in that.
I turned on the TV the other morning to listen to, because when I access the breakfast show.
You did
show
the
here.
Mime of a turning a knob. Do you not have a remote control? They're all the rage, you know.
It takes 10 minutes to warm up.
I like to listen
he
to
likes
the...
looking at the white dot, don't you, the epilogue, just after the epilogue.
I like to listen to the Alan Brazil Sports Breakfast in the morning, being a sports fan that I am. But the TV was set to ITV2, so I turned it on. 7 o'clock in the morning, You've been framed.
Yeah.
Which I thought was incredible, really. And what a time
knock
slot.
It's put my kids through school. it's wall to wall. It's wall to wall on AK2.
It was good. I did, because I knew it was you, I stopped and watched five minutes.
Alan, never mind Alan.
No,
your colleague and friend.
Now I don't know what's going on in the world of sport.
So what other guests can we expect in the series then, H?
Well, the show one, we've got Tom Courtney, Martin McCutcheon, accompanied by the George Formby Society.
Oh, yeah.
Great Britain. We've got Stephanie Beecham. We've got... I can't even remember.
Well, it's a long time ago.
I should have written it down.
It was a long time ago we did it. It's been a bit of a break between...
Pan St Clements.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's from there's Call the Midwife.
Yeah.
No, that's not right. That's the wrong EastEnders. Pam Ferris.
We've got Pam Ferris too.
Oh, yeah, Pam Ferris, all the Pams.
There's a lovely bit where there's a mud fight between the Crankies, Chris Packham, Pam St Clements and Chelsea Healy from Hollyoaks.
Yeah. Oh,
proper mud fight.
Good. So it's...
There's four on... Have we got... Well, you know, we got Josh Widdicombe come back. We didn't have so many comics this time because we didn't get much out of them, to be honest. Tom Allen... You know, the show, you know...
He's funny, Tom Allen.
Yeah.
He's great, and the show, when we conceived of it, was that it would be comedians being funny, but it turns out, you know, it turned into me taking the mickey out of celebrities, really. It's better this series. I think this series is the most consistently on it.
Good. So it's 7:30 on Saturday.
This Saturday, 7:30 before Kids The Voice.
Kids The Voice. What precedes it? Do you know what's on?
You've been framed. No, I don't know.
All gravy.
Oh, no, is it... what's that one? Is it the Kung Fu one? What's it called?
Oh,
No, I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's good. So
Kung Fu is that they don't show Kung Fu anymore.
I don't think they do.
In the 70s.
What else are you up to at the moment? Is there anything else you want to tell us about?
What am I doing? Well, I've got this Channel 4 thing coming up in this autumn. Is that cogent?
Oh, yeah. Of course it is. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's a late night, Friday in the late night. And the reason I did it was because I've been going around doing gigs, right? Mm-hmm. Getting new jokes, you know, just to sort of keep my hand in. Been doing the clubs, and there's a whole kind of new, not quite a new wave, but a whole load of really funny new people that are kind of odd and unusual character comics and just really original funny stuff that you wouldn't really necessarily see on, you know, the Apollo show. So the idea is it's me doing some stand-up. I haven't done stand-up on TV for a long, long time.
Wow.
And getting some of these people on, introducing them perhaps to, it's a kind of experimental thing.
Yeah. What's that? When that's going? Channel 4?
Friday night, 11 o'clock. Very, it's in end of October, November.
Excellent. Mm. Good, we'll look forward to that.
Well, you'll get a call, no doubt, to help contribute.
Yeah. Well, lovely to see you.
And you, Paul.
And
absolutely. And you, of course, Andy.
Yeah, we'll catch up.
I bumped into you in the street, didn't I?
Where were we? Somewhere.
King's Road, you're on the way to a football match.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. On a Saturday, going to Chelsea. Yeah.
So, Harry Hill there, Alien Fun Capsule, 7:30 this Saturday. It's six shows, isn't it? Seven shows, that's right. Yeah, I only got paid for six. What happened? No, I'm only kidding. I'm only kidding, of course. I'll upset anybody. There we are. That was this afternoon's show. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow from 1 to find out how I slept in Jim White's bed. I'm keeping my powder dry. I've never had so much interest in something I've said on air, ever.
No,
but that's fascinating. I've walked out the studio and they're saying, tell us now. have a great evening. We'll catch up with you tomorrow. Stephen Hendry among our guests.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.